Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Stock Politics with Blois Olson this morning on The Morning Take here on WCCO. Temperature in the Twin Cities 32. Cloudy out there. Blois, good morning. How are you?
I'm well, Dave. Good morning.
Hey, I wanted to ask you, do we know what we as voters are saying is the most important to us in this election? Are you getting any kind of polls that tell you what we want as voters?
Yeah, consistently polls have continued to say that jobs and the economy are the number one issue, especially coming through this COVID recession. MinnPost has a poll out this week that shows that remains kind of the top issue. But it also says that crime and public safety are a top concern in influencing folks' vote as well. And I think that's what we're going to have to watch here in the, you know, final stretch of this campaign is how does that cut? And does it cut on partisan lines? Because the president and now Jason Lewis have been really focused on crime and safety in the suburbs. Jason Lewis yesterday launched a Save the Suburbs campaign that's right along the lines of the messaging that the president has used, but it hasn't gained a lot of traction. In fact, polls nationally and locally had shown that Joe Biden was more trusted on crime and safety in the wake of the George Floyd killing. So if there's something that's kind of changing people's minds, you know, I always say that elections break about 10 days out in Minnesota. But with all the early voting this year, my sense was that it was probably 3 weeks out this year. And so there is this sense that there's been so many ballots requested, so many ballots returned, that this last surge of ballots is the most volatile. And they're probably the most likely to split their tickets as well.
Do you think it'll be a record amount of voting? Minnesota always has a great turnout. But what about this year?
All signs do show that it's a record turnout, that we will exceed maybe 80% turnout. We have been the top voting state for the last two elections. See if we can do it for three. Obviously, there's a lot of intensity around the country, but all signs say that we will have near 80, if not a little more, 80% turnout in Minnesota.
The governor signed the bonding bill yesterday.
He did. I think that, you know, that's the big news was that the legislature got it passed. There was never any doubt that Governor Walz would sign it. And so I think you'll start to see members highlight those projects that are in their districts here in the final days of the campaign as well.
Blois, elsewhere politically, of course, tonight, big night in the debate. What are you anticipating?
You know, I'm really curious. I think that the president has continued a tone and a strategy here. And usually it's the challenger trying to make the incumbent respond. But clearly the president wants Joe Biden to respond. Most signs show that the president's behind right now and he has to kind of find a way to mix it up. And I think we're all going to watch to see just how disciplined he is. And I still think there's a lot of people watching to see how Biden performs as well. He performed, I think, better than even Trump expected in the first debate. And if he can perform that well tonight, and then obviously we're going to watch and see how the mic muting works. We used the mic muting a little in the third district debate the other day, Dave. It worked like a charm. I'll just tell you, it worked like a charm.
Yeah, that's something that needs to be paid attention to a little bit more in these debates. Mm-hmm. And I think that's probably overall a good thing. I don't care what side you're pulling for. just kind of makes sense if you're trying to control them because it can get out of hand. So speaking of debates locally, are we going to see any more?
We won't have any more live debates here on CCO, but we do have a series coming out. Last night we had the 2nd Congressional District. Friday we'll have the 8th Congressional District. And you can go to WCCORadio.com and find them. One interesting one was we have a half-hour-long conversation with the candidates in the 1st, the 2nd, the 8th, and then the U.S. Senate race. And Tina Smith and Jason Lewis posted just the other night, and it's got a lot of listens already. So people can go to radio.com or go to WCCORadio.com and find that. And there's a link in the morning take today as well.
Outside of the debate, obviously, the headline story today in politics, anything else you're keeping your eye on?
You know, these COVID numbers, because I think it's going to change people's moods going into the final week of the debate. I mean, people want a plan to figure this out, and we're now 7+ months in, and there's no plan. And then, you know, the other big news in Minnesota politics yesterday was our buddy Pat Kessler announced that after the election, he's going to hang up the microphone and retire in a much well-deserved retirement. But Pat has been fairly influential in my path, and he's a very, very close friend, and I want to just wish him the best. So
he will join us this morning, Lois, in the 8 o'clock hour.
So well, how about that for a tease?
Yeah, so he'll be here, and we'll find out what's we'll do a fact check on him, see if he
we should do a reality check. Here's the question. Ask him where to get the best pie.
Oh, I know the answer to this one. Yeah. Yep. Okay. In Wisconsin, right? Right off Highway 35.
Yeah, but they now have a store in Red Wing.
Oh, I didn't know that. I was just in Red Wing the other day, so. All right. Well, we'll look forward to finding out what Pat's plans are, but he has done a heck of a job, that son of a gun, so we'll look forward to that. Thanks, boys.
Talk to you later, Dave.
On the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus Hotline, he's Blaise Olson. WCCO temperature is 32. Skies are cloudy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.